Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken, it's Friday night.
Hi.
We got a whole studio full. Did you look like you've just been through hell?
Well, you know, getting here in this kind of traffic, I mean, you know, this new studio is wonderful and it's got a great view, but let me tell you, getting here,
it's not the most convenient drive from you from the bar in Oceanside to here, is it?
Yeah, I'm definitely having to cut down on my afternoon drinking now.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth, cash Imperial Coffee Stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your buddies. Mason Ale Works always has you covered. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we got a whole studio full of abnormal people. And I don't mean that derogatively. I mean they are abnormal beer company. We've got Niall, Ian, Jeff, and Cassie in the studio. Welcome to the program. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us on Friday night.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And man, most importantly, thanks for bringing the beer. Let's just be honest. I'm looking to get tossed tonight, so, you know, this is perfect.
Oh, we brought the right beers for that then.
Now, last time we had Abnormal Beer on the program, the guy we had isn't here. Your former head brewer.
He's moved on.
He went to Alaska, didn't he?
He moved a long way away.
Somewhere way up north.
Now you have Niall brewing beer for you guys, and I cannot wait to try some of the stuff that you brought tonight. These are all his beers. These are all your recipes?
Yes.
I love it. What are we going to start the program off with?
So our first one is Pennyweiss, our Dunkelweiss, just traditional style, banana, clove, a little bit of caramel, a little bit darker, kind of like your traditional Hefeweiss beer that a lot of people are used to, just a little bit darker with the caramel malt.
This is a really tasty beer.
This is, you know, and it does have that classic banana and clove to it.
I was going
to
say, right on the back end, the back of your tongue, you get a very almost banana-y ester off the back.
But because of the darker malts involved, you get, I don't know, there's a pleasant amount of oomph to the palate. Without being heavy.
It's a good beer to warm up with. What's the ABV on this?
4.8.
Oh, so it's perfect. You can have 15 of them and be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, this is one right here.
What would a Pennyweiss be without a little punk rock? So, you know, it's Pennywise. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy. You may realize that Abnormal is actually part of a larger organization. It's Abnormal Wine. And most importantly, the tasting room is in Cork and Craft.
Cork and Craft, which is awesome.
Unless you happen to be in South Korea, which Jeff was telling me off air that you have a tasting room there now?
Yeah, we do. It's in Busan on Hyundai Beach.
I have no idea where any of that is. Okay, so the Olympics are what's on TV.
I was there in 52.
Where am I? Close to that.
So Busan's the largest city in the south and the second largest in the country. So it's about 2 hours away from where the Olympics are going on right now.
Why South Korea of all places?
Well, it ended up just being a friend of a friend who owns a bar out there wanted to import San Diego craft beer. I was like, well, yeah, we can get you beer. And sure enough, we put it together and it took about 6 months and we sent a shipment out there. And
so you have distribution and a tasting room in South Korea.
Yeah, that's right.
So the beer we're about to have, they're having over there right now.
This might go on the next shipment that we're going to send out.
It should be noted, too, that if you're not planning on going to South Korea anytime soon, you can go to Cork and Craft, which is in Rancho Bernardo.
It's a hell of a lot closer in Rancho Bernardo.
Well, I don't know. Given this traffic, who can say?
Stop it. Traffic is coming.
Oh, it was awful, Jeremy. I tell you, it was awful.
You know what? Let's talk about the beer and forget about how bad the traffic is.
Yeah, I like that.
What are we drinking next? Who wants to take this one?
This one is Bizarre Ride to the Hop Side after the Far Side album. It is our other brewer, Paul. First batch at Abnormal. A lot of tangerine, not too spicy for a rye IPA. This one.
What hops are you using in there?
Ooh, I'm going to pass this one to Niall over here.
Motueka and Idaho 7.
Idaho 7.
It's that Idaho 7 right there. I don't know what it is about it, but that's becoming one of my favorite
hops. I was in a Mormon street gang back in the 80s. That was our name.
Called yourselves the Idaho
7. Idaho 7, it was rough, man.
It's going back to
we'd all get together, play Twister.
You'd be real rebel and you drink regular Coke?
Yes, with the caffeine.
Whoa, wow. Easy right. Turbo. Oh, wow, this beer. I'll take that instead.
Yes, that's one of our newer releases, and I think we plan on putting this one back out in fall sometime around there.
So this is out now.
This is out now. Yep.
So when it's gone, it's gone.
When it's gone, it's gone.
Why you gotta do that?
Get it while you can.
But don't play with my emotions, Smokey. This is a good beer.
Wow, that is delicious. There's like a tropical fruitiness to it. Probably the Motueka.
But it's got that rye spiciness to it. But it's really mellow.
And you know what else I get from rye? And Mitch Steele, the Mitch Steele, will verify this.
The guy who wrote the book on IPAs?
He did indeed. And he and I were talking about rye IPAs once. And what we get out of rye beers isn't so much the spiciness as that sort of rich mouthfeel that accompanies a rye blend.
I think
blend.
That's what I'm attributing to spicy in my brain.
Yeah, it's almost like lemon pudding.
What?
Okay. I thought that was going before the show.
definitely didn't expect that.
Yeah, think lemon pudding. Oh, it's there, man.
Left turns from Ken. All
you
right.
You got a picture of lemon pudding.
Drink this now while it's in your tasting room, because when it's gone, it won't come back again until the fall.
And this is amazing.
Can we have something with some more hops in it next?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll do that. It's coming up next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9.
Pudding!
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with our friends from Abnormal Beer Company. Of course, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Ken Wright, in the studio. And somehow between that last beer and this beer, you guys multiplied. There's now 2, 4.
Yeah, I thought it was just because we were getting drunker, and now we're seeing double. But
we found a couple more later.
Grinning in the parking lot. Like,
what is going on here? All right, so who are the two new members in the room?
So this is Lefty and Righty, brewer Paul. And our new cellarman, Shane.
All right, Shane. You got a lot to live up to. Oh, yeah. Just drink your beer. let the adults have the conversation now.
So, Paul, we were just drinking that bizarre ride of the hop side. And I understand that is your baby.
Oh, yeah. It's one of the first recipes I got to do at Abnormal, of course. And I was pretty stoked about it. And I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. What did you guys think of it, by the way?
Yeah. They all hated it.
That's right. I was absolutely. For that, you
know? It could be eclipsed by this next beer that we're drinking right now. What is this one?
This is Hop Salada, single IPA, traditional West Coast style, so it's got a nice bitter backbone to it, but super fruity. All those classic sea hops, if you will, are in this one.
Cheater hops? All the cheater hops?
Not all the cheater hops, no.
There's no Mosaic?
I can't do that. Oh, there is Mosaic.
There you go.
Just not all the cheater hops. I gotta give that credit to my boy.
Now, is this part of like your core lineup right now?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
It better damn well be. This is a breakfast beer, this is a lunch beer, this is a dinner beer.
It definitely has like some tropical aromas. Definitely a little bit of citrus rind in there. Again, I don't know what your hop blend is in here.
It's delicious.
But it is.
You're using delicious
hops. It is delicious. And you know, now when you say, you know, sort of tropical fruity, a lot of people think, oh, like the hazy IPAs.
No.
But no. This is old school, West Coast, dry on the finish, and I want more.
Nice and clear.
Are you already done?
Yes.
What's the ABV on this? I'm just trying to figure out now if I need to get an Uber ride from him home.
6.9.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Is there more?
Absolutely. Yes, there is more.
Awesome.
Yeah, now, is this something you guys are doing in cans or bottles?
We're hoping down the line there will be some cans of this, but at the moment we only have our Boss Pour in cans.
Now, I know there was an announcement on your guys' website and your Facebook today. You're doing a bottle release coming up, right?
Yes, we are. We are doing an M4 bottle release, and that'll be on Monday. So if you want more info, just follow us on our social media pages on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and you'll find all the good info that you need right there.
So am I just being dumb? What is M4?
So M4 is an annual series that we've been doing at Abnormal. So this is our fourth installment of it. It's basically a big, super sweet imperial milk porter with honey and cinnamon and coffee. Mm. It rings in at about 12%. It's a heavy hitter.
You were talking straight sex to me now, sir. We're gonna play some System of a Down right now. We're gonna drink some more of this beer, and you're gonna spew more of that sweet honey into my ear while we listen to this. We're fighting over beer here. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with my friends from Abnormal, along with our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. But representing the Abnormal crew is more people than I can announce, especially at this point, since we've had, 1, 2, 3 delicious beers already. And we're moving on to the trendy beer of the night.
Ooh, come trends. On, dude. That's not nice.
Well, okay, let's just put it this way. I call it trendy because it's the biggest debated beer that's out there right now.
Very
Everybody
polarizing.
Is talking about hazy IPAs. People on the West Coast,
right.
They don't want to call it a New England style IPA.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They want to call it hazy. They want to call it murky. Who cares? If the beer is good, make it, drink it. I don't care what you call it.
And you know, a lot of naysayers said it was a passing fad. Like black IPAs.
Yeah,
too many people make black IPAs anymore.
Cascadian IPA.
It's a Cascadian.
I think anything that gets more people to drink craft beer, that's
you know what
matters.
Amen to that. You know, yeah. for people who don't get into craft beer as nerdy as we do, if this is your gateway to drinking really good beer and getting away from stupid mass-produced beer, God bless hazy IPAs.
That's right. Though. You're doing the Lord's work, my friends.
Now, what does yours taste like? Because I'm dying to drink it.
It's a little juice bomb.
No, I like juice bombs.
Such a juice bomb. So this is full of citrus, tropical fruits. Got a lot of passion fruit and grapefruit notes on it. 6.9%, easy to drink. The body is actually pretty light for juicy, so it's not super sweet. So you can just keep drinking it and keep drinking it. It's just like a glass of orange juice.
The finish on this has a very pronounced bitterness that, you know, with a lot of the hazy IPAs, it finishes like a glass of orange juice. This finishes like a beer.
This actually does finish like a beer, and the mouthfeel feels like a beer. I don't feel like I'm getting a mouthful of juice.
Right.
I feel like I'm getting the layers and the level of a beer that you get when you drink any other IPA. It's like you have the suspended solids in there, or suspended proteins, whatever you want to call it, extra yeast in there, however you're doing it. Mm. It's not affecting what the beer does on my palate.
And that is how they do, for people who are not familiar with hazy IPAs, it's not just about not filtering it. A lot more goes into it than that. That's why you pay $20 for a four-pack.
You know what? But if it's a really good hazy IPA, it's worth every dollar you spend on that four-pack.
Yeah, don't be afraid of it. Definitely get out there, try it.
You guys are putting this in cans, aren't you?
Oh, we are.
Yeah, hopefully by about mid-March, four packs will start hitting the streets around
town. Mid-March. That comes around your guys' anniversary, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I just saw something about that on Facebook. What's going on with that?
March 24th, we're having our anniversary party over at the Cork and Craft.
So, now, what does an anniversary party for you guys entail? Are you rolling out some stuff out of your barrels? Are you bringing out some beers that you've had it's kind of hiding for a while? What can we expect for your anniversary? What anniversary is it?
We are celebrating our three-year anniversary, so we're putting together a pretty sick tap list right now. We're going to pull out some surprises for you guys also. And we might be raffling a Pappy pack of four also.
Wait, now, you're raffling off beers aged in Pappy Van Winkle barrels, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. When we first started, one of the first beers that we made went into Pappy Van Winkle barrels. And we aged those for 2 years. And we released those over a four-month period, each barrel individually, a few months back. And they sold out like that. There were only about 300. Bottles of each. And so what we decided was, because, you know, it's our three-year anniversary, it's a big deal for us and for the people that support us, we decided that, you know, we want to actually put a four-pack together for people that might have maybe gotten one or two or didn't get any, and give them the ability to get all four.
You know, I didn't get any. You didn't happen to bring any of those with you, did you?
Not tonight, but, you know, there's always other nights, and we may, you know.
You know, when you look at me like that, I really feel like you're coming on to me. And
I mean, you know, other than beer, we got some other things in common, too. So, you know,
The facial hair is definitely an attractive thing. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I might not be here. It is a rock and roll happy hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Mason Ale Works, your everyday beer for every situation, from Respeto Mexican Lager, perfect for a day at the beach, to their rich, smooth, cash imperial stout, ideal for sitting around the campfire with your friends. Mason Ale Works has you covered. It's Jeremy with me tonight, as always, our San Diego craft beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we got a whole studio full of the kids from Abnormal Beer Company. I was going to call you something else, but in my mind.
But you're on the air.
Because we've had some really delicious beers. The Hazy IPA, Hopsalata, was it?
Yep, Hopsalata.
I'm going to have dreams about that beer tonight. A rye IPA. And what was the penny?
Pennywise.
You picked a hell of a beer to start with, and I can't wait to see what you're going to end with, because this one is probably the darkest beer of the evening, so I'm going to go out on a limb and say it's probably the strongest beer of the evening.
Yep.
Of course it is.
Yeah, but let's clarify something. Just because a beer is dark doesn't mean it's stronger or heavier.
I'm saying, but looking at this beer, I can tell the lacing on the glass, the color, the
smell. I love it when you talk dirty.
I might have stolen a little sip before I went on the air and went, ooh, that's good.
Oh, well, that's what accounts for the rosy glow and you making gaga eyes at Jeff this
whole
time. You know
what? Jeff and I are going to exchange phone numbers, and we might have a play date.
Is it the Chevys, the guns, the beard?
Yes!
All of the above.
All of the above. That is
Come
the
on.
Trifecta. Can you get better than Chevys, guns, and beards? God bless America and Lakeside. So what are we ending with tonight?
So we're ending with Cherry Coupe. And this is a Imperial Milk Porter brewed with cherries, cacao nibs, and vanilla beans.
Oh, stop it.
I know.
Please tell me at some point you put this in a bourbon barrel.
We will.
Oh,
for next
you
year.
Tease. And I get the cherry out of it, too.
Tart Michigan cherries.
Oh, are you just throwing it in secondary? I guess for you, there is no secondary.
We actually recirculate most of our treatment or adjunct beers with our ingredients through our hop back. So it spent a few days on the cacao nibs, the cherries, and the vanilla beans just recirculating through the hop back.
Now, is this available in bottles, draft? How can we get this right now?
This is available on draft right now, and we did a little special bottle release for Valentine's Day, and we still have a few left over.
And did you bring me a bottle?
We did.
Liar. All right. On that note, get your glasses, get your stuff, get out of my studio.
Wrap it up.
Leave the beer. We're done. You know, we'll end on a happy note. Here's some Beach Boys for you now. Get! It's a rock and roll happy hour. It's Alt 94.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.